Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. A few episodes back, I talked about intuition and systems and how the two can blend together beautifully. So I want to explore that a little more in today's episode, because a lot of people have this common misconception that it's one or the other, that you can be super intuitive and inspired and get those downloads from spirit, God, universe, whatever you like to call it, or you can be super in the masculine of the strategy and the systems and the planning. But actually, using the two together is where you hit that beautiful sweet spot of being able to harness your intuition and the ideas and the downloads and the inspiration that you get, and then being able to actually make it happen. Because if you're all vision, you're all inspiration, you're all ideas, but you don't actually have the right things in place to help you to take action, nothing ever actually gets out into the world. On the flip side of that, if you're all action, but you're not taking the time to tune into your vision, you're not taking the time to be guided by your inspiration and your intuition and letting those ideas flow, you're going to be really busy creating and doing things that aren't aligned to your goals and your dreams. And of course, we talked a lot about that in last week's episode. So when you're in that all action, no vision mode, sometimes it can feel like you're on the hamster wheel. You're always running, but you're never actually going anywhere. You're never making progress. So in today's episode, I really want to have a chat about what is our intuition? How can we tap into it and use it in our business? And then what are systems and how do we use those in our business? And how do we bring the two together to get to that beautiful, magical sweet spot that I mentioned before? So let's start by talking about our intuition. Now, intuition isn't a special gift that only some people have. We are all intuitive. It's just that some people are more in tune with it. Some people have spent more time learning how to hear it, feel it, listen to it, and know that it is there. But it is all there. We've all had those moments in life, right, where you just knew that you had to do something, or you just had such a strong feeling about something. That's your intuition talking to you. So your intuition can come in a number of different ways. We have what are called clairs, and those are the ways that we see, hear, feel, or know our intuition or why our intuition is telling us. So my dominant clair is clair cognizance, which is clair knowing. And it took me such a long time to really embrace that, because there would be things where all of a sudden there would just be this thought in my brain and I would just know without a shadow of a doubt, this is the answer to this or this is the next thing to do. I never understood that was my intuition until I started learning about it when I studied with the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence. My second dominant clair is clairsentience, which is clair feeling. So I don't often see things, which is your clairvoyance, or hear things, clairaudience. Those are probably two of the more common ones. I don't see or hear a lot of things, but I just know and I feel things. And that is how my intuition speaks to me. So understanding how your intuition comes through for you. We all have all four, but we always have one or maybe two that are more dominant than the others. Understanding how your intuition and how that comes through and how that is communicated to you is a really good first step if you are new to embracing your intuition. So how can you then tune in or tap into your intuition? Well, the first thing is making the space. When there is a lot going on and you're busy and you're rushing and you're doing all of the things and there's lots of noise and interference and external stuff coming in, it's really hard to tap in to hear your intuition. So you need to make space, stillness and silence. So that might be meditation, that might be breath work, that might just be taking a moment to sit, closing your eyes, taking a big deep breath in and out, popping your hand on your heart and asking a question, something along the lines of, what do I need to know today? What do I need to hear? What is it that I need to know in order to take the next steps? And the next key, and this is the bit that I struggled with a lot when I was moving more into embracing my intuition, is trusting what comes to you straight away. Because your intuition will communicate with you pretty instantaneously. So trust whatever first comes, whether that's a thought that pops into your head, something that you see, something that you hear, something that you feel. Trust it in whatever way it comes to you and know that whatever comes through straight away, that is your intuition speaking to you. The key is making the space and creating that environment of stillness and silence so that you can tap in, you can hear it more easily. Doesn't mean that you won't get those intuitive hits throughout the day. It's just easier to hear it or to feel it or to see it or to know it when you create those right conditions and you remove all of that external noise. Now, you may also find that in your luteal and your menstrual phases, it's a little easier for you to tap into it. You're naturally starting to withdraw a little from the external world and focus your attention and your time and your energy on your inner world. So you may find in your luteal and your menstrual phases, it's easier to tap into your intuition. It's always there. It's always available to you. It's just that in those phases, because you're focusing your attention more inwards, it's easier for you to notice, to hear, to see what's coming through. So if you are new to tapping into your intuition and using that as a tool in your business, the best thing that I can suggest is that you create the space each day to sit, to listen, to feel, to see what comes through. And the more that you cultivate that time and that practice, the easier it will be for you to know when you're getting those intuitive hits, even when you are outside of that practice and you're just going about your day-to-day life. And if you are interested in learning more about how to tap into your intuition and really tapping into and learning those skills, please reach out. I have a number of people who teach the Intuitive Intelligence Introduction Program, which is really about you getting to know how to embrace your intuition, to listen, to hear, to feel. So if you're interested, please reach out. I can recommend a number of amazing people to you who teach that introductory course. So that's our intuition. So now let's talk about the more masculine or the more yang aspects of systems. So what the heck is a system? Now, most people think when we talk about systems, we're talking about the tech that you use in your business, the tools and the apps. But a system is actually just a consistent set of steps or processes to achieve an end goal. Now, yes, you might do that in an app or a tool, but you don't necessarily have to. Systems are everywhere in life. So my favorite analogy to use, because most people will understand this, is a recipe. A recipe is a system. So for example, if you were going to bake a chocolate cake, you would pull out your recipe that would give you all of the things that you need, all of the ingredients that you need, and the set of steps that you need to follow in order to create this beautiful, delicious chocolate cake. That's what a system is. So when you're creating systems in your business, it's about creating those set of steps, those processes that tell you exactly what you need, what inputs you need, and what things you need to do to get to that desired outcome. So why are systems useful in business? Well, like we were just talking about with our intuition, when you get that inspired idea or that intuitive hit, that clarity on what is to come next, you can use systems to start implementing and taking action straight away. You've got the set of steps, you've got the guidelines, you know exactly what needs to be done, and you can start taking action immediately. The next benefit of having systems in place is that you don't miss any steps or you don't forget to do things. So taking it back to our chocolate cake recipe again, if you didn't have a recipe, you could easily forget a certain ingredient, or you might forget to pop a certain thing in, or you might forget how to mix the ingredients together. You know, some recipes you have to do the dry ingredients and the wet ingredients separately and then bring them all together. When you've got systems in place that tell you exactly what to do, You don't forget to do anything. You don't miss any steps. You're really clear on exactly what you need to do. So you can just keep following the system, following the steps, and you're going to get to that outcome. Now, when you have systems in place, it reduces your decision making because you don't have to think about what to do or how to do it. You just follow the system. You don't, as we just said, you don't forget to do things. You don't forget how to do things. You don't forget what needs to be done. You don't have to think about it. You just follow the steps. So it's leaving more of that valuable brain power available to you for the things that really need it. The next benefit of having systems is that when you've got a consistent system, a consistent process in place, you create those consistent outcomes. So it doesn't matter if you are doing it, someone in your team is doing it, everyone is doing it the same way, you know you're going to get a consistent outcome. Again, let's come back to the chocolate cake recipe. If you've got a family recipe that's been handed down generation after generation for your great-great-great-grandmother's chocolate cake, if everyone in your family continue to follow the same recipe, the same ingredients, the same set of steps, baking it for the right amount of time, it doesn't matter who in the family makes the chocolate cake, you're pretty much going to get a consistent outcome, a consistent chocolate cake. And that's one of the key benefits of having a system. Doesn't matter who does it, you're going to get the same outcome every single time. And of course, one of the biggest benefits in your business of having systems is that when you've got them in place, you can start to outsource and delegate some of the work. So if you've got a VA or you've got a team or you've got contractors that come in and help you with certain aspects of your business, when you've got clear processes, they know exactly what they need to do. They know what's expected of them. The system is a great way of communicating who needs to do what and when, so that everyone is coming together. And again, you're getting that consistent outcome. So when do we use or create systems in our business? And when it comes to creating new systems, the best time to do this is in your follicular phase. As you move out of your menstrual phase into follicular, your brain is better wired for more logical thinking, more problem solving. You're more practical and logical in this phase of your cycle. So the best time to start thinking about it, putting those systems together and documenting those processes is in your follicular phase. Now, of course, you can do it at any time of the month. This time of the month is the time that your brain is best wired for those things. Now, systems can be used in almost every single aspect of your business. So think about the things that you do over and over and over again. Create a system for it so you're always doing it in the same way, you're always getting those consistent outcomes. And the other place that you want to think about creating systems is where you've got things that can be done by more than one person. As I mentioned before, if you've got a system in place, it doesn't matter who's doing the work, everyone's following the system, following the process, you're going to get that consistent outcome. So think about all of the things that you do again and again and again, and look at ways that you can create systems for those. So we've talked about intuition and we've talked about systems. How do we then bring the two together? So obviously you want to start by tapping into your intuition, allowing your intuition to give you the inspired ideas, the guidance, the clarity, the what to do next. Then you use the systems to start taking action on that. Now, when we think about that in terms of running our business in line with our cycle, it fits in so perfectly. In your luteal and your menstrual phases, which are a time where you tend to withdraw from the external world and go within, it's a time where you can tap into your intuition a little easier. It's a time where you can get the inspiration, the creativity, the inspired ideas for what to do and where to go next. You can then use your menstrual phase to make sure that you're in alignment with that big picture goal. Then as you move into your follicular and ovulation phases, which are the more yang, the more masculine energy phases of your cycle, you can start planning. You can start using those systems to take action and you can start getting things done. You can start making things happen. So you can tap into and use the systems and the intuition in line with your cycle. It's very, very powerful. Now, you might be thinking, well, this all sounds lovely, this all sounds great, but can you give me some examples? So these are some of the ways that you can use this in your business. So for example, for me, this podcast, I often get ideas and inspiration and clarity on the topics that I want to talk about the content that I want to include in these episodes in my luteal and menstrual phases. And I use ClickUp as my project management tool. I will pop it in there as an idea. I'll bullet point out some ideas as they come to me and what I think is going to be part of the episode. Then when I move into my follicular phase, I'll get a little clearer. I'll plan it out in a little more detail, and then I'll record it. Now, of course, I've got all of the systems set up so that when I am ready to record the episode, I know exactly what I need to do to record the episode, to have it edited, to publish it, to promote it in my newsletter and across social media and all of those things. So the system is there to guide me on what I need to do, how I need to do it. You might also use this when you decide to launch a new course or a service offering. So you would get that inspired idea, that clarity on, oh, this would be a really great offering for my community. And then you can use the systems to pull it all together to get it set up to offer it. So maybe it's a course. You have the systems in place to launch it, to run a webinar or however you're going to promote it and to sell it. And another example would be your social media content. So again, your intuition might give you the inspiration for what it is that you want to post about on Instagram or Facebook. You can then use that to create the content and have a system in place for managing when that gets published, whether you publish it straight away, you capture it so you can reuse it or repurpose it later. So you can use those systems to get that content out into the world. Also make sure that you can reuse or repurpose it later if it feels right. So those are just a couple of examples. I'm sure once you sit down to think about it and to feel into it, you will find a number of ways that you can marry the use of your intuition and systems in your business. As I said right at the very beginning of the episode, when you hit that sweet spot of being able to use the two and they work in harmony together, that is when the magic happens, when you can use your intuition to get those inspired ideas and the more masculine, the systems and the planning to take action and to get it out into the world. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear your comments and your feedback. Please DM me on Instagram. I'd love to know how you found it. Until next week, I'll see you then. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you're ready to learn more about aligning your cycle and your business, my mini course, Cycle Aligned Business, is the perfect place for you to start. You'll learn how to understand your hormones and your cycle, get started with charting your cycle, and how to plan out your business so you're working on the optimal tasks at the best time of your cycle. Use the coupon code PODCAST, all uppercase, to get $10 off when you join. Go to laurainorder.com/aligned now. See you on the next episode.